before you become a sports reporter, the BBC's Kick-Off Sports Trainee Scheme can give you that chance. You could be joining our local sports teams working 2 days a week this July and August. You'll record reports and interviews, dig out local stories, and write for the BBC Sport website.
He might have a go himself, but he scores!
We've got places all over the country, but competition will be fierce. So bbc.co.uk/kickoff for full details and our terms and conditions. The closing date for applications is Monday the 16th of May. BBC Kickoff. If you want to work in sports broadcasting, there's all to play for.
Yes!
BBC Radio Nottingham.
27 minutes to 3, BBC Radio Nottingham's Friday afternoon. Alan Clifford with you and talking today to Emma Mardlin, living in West Bridgford, but your, I think, influence is spreading far and wide, indeed sort of internationally known now for your theories on how the mind and the body interact, and your experience of diabetes is an interesting story to recount as part of the book. I've been intrigued to read how it's affected you. But when did you, if you like, break away from the established medical procedure for dealing with diabetes? How old were you when you suddenly thought, actually, I think this is not quite right?
Gosh, well, I've always kind of been that way of thinking. Even from the point of diagnosis, there was one nurse who broke the news to me. She was fantastically positive and sort of the way of thinking that it never has to be a problem, you've just got to inject daily, etc. And I took that on board, that was fine. Conversely, there was another nurse who tried to get me to go on a diabetic holiday with other kids because I need to talk about any problems I may be facing and that I would feel very different to all my school friends. And that never even entered my head. I'd already seen two of my school friends and there was no difference at all. So I'd always been of the general way of thinking of do things my way and my belief system. But I guess the first incident was when I was about 14, because with about a year or two of diagnosis, I went down to the doctors with my mum for the flu vaccination because I was deemed to be in the vulnerable group. But when I was 14 and more of my own discretion, I totally refuted that because I didn't understand why just having diabetes made me in a vulnerable group. It's not something I can relate to, because I'll always maintain that if this condition is well maintained, whether that's in terms of applying mind-body medicine as I do now, or it's just a case of having a positive mindset and just controlling and maintaining diabetes well, that doesn't mean you have to be in a vulnerable group. And I guess, you know, my belief system there has really been evidenced in the fact that for about 19, 20 years, I haven't had a flu vaccination. For 19, 20 years, I also have never had the flu. So I say no more.
Yeah. And when it comes to diabetes, what is your situation now? People who, like you, are found to have diabetes early on in life, type 1, are expected to inject for life, really, aren't they? Is that right?
Yes,
so
yes it is.
So do you have to inject insulin on a daily basis?
I do at the moment, but that's something I've dramatically reduced my insulin intake. So for my body weight, I would be expected to be on about 60 to 80 units given a normal diet. However, with the applied mind-body medicine work, which I do, and in the process of reversing that, I've got down to 16 units on a regular diet, albeit a vegan diet, but with carbohydrates involved in that, and a perfectly normal blood sugar level. So I intend to keep that going, reduce units further, in accordance with a good blood sugar level, to make sure I ensure all health and well-being.
And so why is that better, if you see what I mean? Is it a good thing that you can reduce the amount of insulin you inject? Because my sort of gross way of thinking is, if you're injecting, you're injecting. But are there side effects to having too much insulin
Sure, I think at this point everybody with diabetes will be raising a slight smile, because the more insulin you have, you naturally gain weight. So it's like a growth hormone. So, you know, this goes for anybody, even if they haven't got diabetes. If they're constantly eating sugar and carbohydrates, their natural insulin is being pumped out, and that's why any of us actually put on weight. So it's no different with synthetic insulin. The more you inject, it's actually worse, to be honest, the more weight you'll put on. So the more you can reduce this in accordance with a good blood sugar level, the better, and that helps reduce obesity and any other general effects, because it can make you feel a little bit sluggish at times as well. But the idea is to take this so far that I can wean myself off insulin completely. So then we're looking at the point, you know, what's the criteria that has to happen to fully reverse this condition? So for me, that would be perfectly normal blood sugar level, perfectly healthy, normal diet, and no insulin.
The final thing I'd want to say is that the notion of it being a link between the mind and the body is surely, if what you say is correct, going to work in conditions other than diabetes. You've talked about flus and colds, but I'm thinking there's much in this book that could benefit a lot of people with a lot of different conditions.
Absolutely, that's an incredible point. And I mention, I think it's chapter 7, I give some amazing case studies of working with cancer, you know, any condition, you name it, from cancer to a cold, you can work with the mind body in order to significantly improve a condition or reverse it in its entirety. And that's always something that's the choice of the individual, because it's up to them, you know, how far they take their health. It's not something I would say you can cure this condition, you can reverse this condition. It's up to the individual what work they want to do and how far they want to take it. So I just provide the support, the assistance, and the resources, as well as the knowledge, in order for people to do that should they wish to take it that far.
Fascinating stuff. Emma, thank you for being here with us.
You're
this afternoon.
Welcome.
And the book called Mind Body Diabetes by Emma Mardlin, M-A-R-D-L-I-N. And as whether people choose to believe it or not, I think it is just a fascinating look at some studies that have been done, some science that you've uncovered that point us in a direction of perhaps better understanding the links between all the different bits that make us what we are as human beings.
Absolutely. Either way, as I say, if you have a choice in how far you want to take this, so from dramatically improving it to stopping it in its entirety, it will help you have a different mindset and a totally different, new, exciting way of thinking for different, fantastic, positive results.
Thank you very much. 20 to 3.